بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن الرحيم باب البكاء والخوف عند المرور بقبور الظالمين ومصادعهم وإظهار الافتقار إلى الله تعالى والتحذير من الغفلة عن ذلك. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings this chapter on crying and having fear when passing by the graves and also the ruins of the wrongdoers, the oppressors and the wrongdoers. And also showing one's iftiqar, one's dependence on Allah Ta'ala. And also there is a warning against negligence in this regard. So when people are passing by, or when we are passing by the ruins of those people who were destroyed by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, like the different people of the past, the nations of the past, Qawmi Thamud, Qawmi Lut, etc., then we should take an ibrat, a lesson, that look at what these people, how disobedient they were to Allah Ta'ala, they rejected Allah Ta'ala, and what was the outcome of that, how Allah destroyed them. So when we look at the ruins, or we see the qabars, the graves, when we passing by, we should also express some type of fear, and we should be crying and pass and having fear when you go past the places of ruin, and also we should show our total dependence upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. And people who go to these places just for tourism, enjoyment, leisure, pleasure, sightseeing, and they don't take any ibrat, then there is severe warning regarding that. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لأصحابه يعني لما وصلوا الحجرة ديار ثمود لا تدخلوا على هؤلاء المعذبين إلا أن تكونوا باكين فإن لم تكونوا باكين فلا تدخلوا عليهم لا يصيبكم ما أصابهم متفق عليه. وفي رواية قال لما مر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالحجر قال لا تدخلوا مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم أن يصيبكم ما أصابهم إلا أن تكونوا باكين. ثم قنع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأسه وأسرع السير حتى أجاز الوادي. فحضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه من رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to his صحابة رضي الله عنه أجمعين, when they reach الحجر, الحجر is the name of a place, it is out of Medina Munawwara on the way to Sham in Syria, and this was where the places, the homes of Thamud, the people of Thamud, they were destroyed. When Rasulullah went passed by there, he told the Sahaba, do not enter the area where these people were punished without crying. In other words, you must express grief and you must cry. If you are unable to cry, then do not enter, for fear that which afflicted them may afflict you. So hadith is clear that do not enter such an area except that you are going to cry. And what is the purpose for crying? Allah's azab came on such people. Allah must save us, that the same punishment must not come unto us that came unto them. So, فَإِلَّمْ تَكُرُوا بَاكِينَ فَلَا تَدْخُرُوا عَلِيمٌ. They don't go there, lest that punishment comes upon you now or came upon them. And the second hadith also, very similar, in which Rasulullah said that when Rasulullah passed by Al-Hijr, that is the place where Thamud, the Romans were, he said, do not enter the houses of those who wronged themselves. They were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't enter the peace without crying for fear of that which afflicted them may afflict you. Then Rasulullah himself covered his head and he quickened his pace until he crossed the entire valley. So this is the place when Rasulullah was going to Tabuk. He passed this place called Al-Hijr. And today also many people go there for sightseeing, etc. The purpose should be taking ibrat, that look at how Allah's punishment is if we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be contemplating on the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And not just when you go for places like that for holiday destination, sightseeing and tourism, and we just look at those places and take pictures and things like that. No. The maqsad is that we should be crying and pondering and reflecting over the type of punishment that came upon them, that the same thing must not happen to us, The other incidents also, was also where, which is called Wadi Muhassar, Assar, which is in Makkah Mukarramah, where the Sahabi feel the people of the elephant were destroyed, and people go to the pyramids also. It's not just going to take pictures there. We see that who is there, and how Allah destroyed the Fir'aun, how Allah's might and power comes. When you go to places where the Dead Sea is, where Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's people, who they were disobedient to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. They rejected him as a Nabi. They did not follow his injunctions. They involved in sodomy and filthy and heinous crimes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. So when you go to such places, not laughing and joking, we should be crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Fa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.